Are you a sugar addict? That may sound like a harsh question. My answer personally is, well, yes and no. The fact is that I'll go for long periods of time and I don't crave or need sugar. And then all of a sudden, it rears its ugly head. I've got to go out and have sugar of one type or another. And then I kind of go into an addictive roller coaster where I've got to have more and more sugar. So there's a whole cycle to it. I then end that. I go into a hiatus and then it rolls back in for me. The challenge I've got for you today is to ask yourself that own question. Are you a sugar addict or not? And your answer may be like mine. Your answer may be, no, I'm not a sugar addict. Or your answer may be, yeah, I eat too much sugar. The challenge that I would like to offer to not only myself but to you is the following. If, in fact, you are eating too much sugar, and remember, it's the neurotoxin of all neurotoxins. If you're not feeling well, if you're getting a lot of challenge with symptoms, it may be because you're literally just eating too much sugar. It's just as simple as that. It may be that relief for you from the symptoms of Parkinson's is possible by simply stop eating sugar. So if sugar is a problem, the challenge, the invitation today is to simply say, all right, what is one source of sugar that you truly enjoy, whatever that might be, whether it's a cereal or a candy or a dessert or whatever food it might be. And then when you identify that food, the challenge will be to say, okay, this is something I really love to eat. I'm not about to give it up. What might be a substitute for that? Something that actually might be very similar. It might actually taste the same, but it doesn't have that refined sugar. There are sugar substitutes. There are alternatives. So I think I want to suggest that it makes sense to do some investigation if there's something you're eating on a regular basis that has a high proportion of sugar in it to say, all right, let me just stop. Let me stop for a couple of days and say, let's see if we can switch this behavior. I've identified this is a source of sugar for me that's probably creating problems. Let me find an alternative. Let me find a substitute. And you can talk with nutritional counselors. You can look at a lot of recipes here on the member website that Dorette puts up. She's got a lot of sweet recipes that actually don't use refined sugar. So if you've got a sweet tooth, if you begin to look at some of what she's created, you'll find some amazing recipes that are really quite yummy and very, very sweet. So the idea would be acknowledge that you do have a habit that ingest too much sugar from time to time, and simply set your intention to be able to find an alternative source of nourishment that gives you comfort. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery.